Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hanna baby. Introducing a new collection, Hanna Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hanna quality for your most precious gift. Hanna Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode of Nobody's Listening Podcast is brought to you by GoToMeeting.com and DrawYouApicture.com. Go over there and check out DrawYouApicture.com. See what I've done for others and see what I could do for you. Logos, artwork, just about anything you can imagine can be yours for pretty darn cheap. So check it out today at DrawYouApicture.com.
I got a bad feeling about this.
No! Nobody's listening.
Listening to Nobody's Listening, where we tell funny life stories and invite you to do the same.
How you doing out there, podcast people? Like the lady said, this is Nobody's Listening, episode 96, brought to you the week of February 10th. I'm your host. My name is James, and my co-host Trevor is here.
How you doing today, James?
I'm doing very well. Don't we sound all proper now with all of our music and our voiceovers?
I don't know, maybe it's going to our head. We're trying to be all professional now.
Our people deserve the best, though. That's what I figure. The next step is replacing me. We've already replaced David. We just need to upgrade the host, and it'll all be good. We always open the show with an opening story, and boy, I've got a doozy for you today. I really laughed at this one. Hey, Trevor and David's brother. That's a new one. This is a quick story for my younger sister. My younger sister and I work at a warehouse together, and we're often mistaken for boyfriend and girlfriend. Yeah, my sister and I were close in age, and we had to deal with that too. Ooh. Mm. Myself and all younger siblings are homeschooled as well. My sister was hanging out, hanging price tags at the store when a coworker walked by and asked her if she was homeschooled. He knew I was homeschooled and that we were brother and sister, and she said, yes, why? And he says, because you're clothes. Offended, my sister looks down at what she's wearing, and it's a nice polo and pants. She looks back at him and says, what? No, he said, you're clothes. And my sister is only infuriated more by this remark. He repeats himself again a final time. Your clothes, you and your brother are clothes. My sister finally understands what he was saying was you are close. You and your brother are close. That's why you're homeschooled. Yes, close. Hey, guys. I hope I didn't bore you out of your minds. Comedy rotten. I thought that was awesome. You're close. What?
What's wrong with my clothes?
He better be glad she was homeschooled, because if she hadn't been, he would have never woke up from the severe beating. Hey, this episode we mentioned was brought to you by GoToMeeting. $300, that's the average cost of a domestic round-trip ticket. $49, that's the GoToMeeting's monthly rate. That's right, hundreds of online meetings per month is less than just one in-person meeting. With GoToMeeting, hold as many meetings as you want for one flat rate meeting. Free voice over IP and phone conferencing included for your meeting. Business travel is a profitability killer, so are meetings. So do more and travel less with GoToMeeting, the award-winning online service brought to you by Citrix, which I'm sure they have meetings there. GoToMeeting, free for 45 days. For this special offer, you must visit www.gotomeeting.com/podcast. That's gotomeeting.com/podcast for a free trial. Meeting. That's right. We're also sponsored by Curio, the eternal savior of our souls. Dean Piercy from some other country. like way far away. And BitKiller, who says, James, go to the nearest pet store and buy a kitten named Puddles. He bites, but he also grants wishes. Hey, I don't question it. I just read whatever you want me to when you give us $5. So if you'd like to sponsor an episode, go to nlcast.com and click on sponsor an episode. We appreciate it. This show is dedicated to you guys. And all the rest of you, turn off the podcast. It's not for you.
No, no, don't do that.
It's time for this.
Weekly.
You shut your mouth.
Okay, we can do that. Update.
It's time for our weekly updates. Trevor, I'm feeling generous. Why don't you go first?
Aw, that's nice.
You know, I'm trying to improve the show.
Oh, right. So you're trying to slowly cut yourself out of it. Right. Yep. I forgot
about that. I'll be back. I'm going somewhere while you're talking. All right, peace.
Wait, am I all alone? Now I'm just talking to myself. That's creepy. James?
I'm just kidding. Go.
Oh, okay. He's there. He's there. Excellent. Okay. Well, this week I got one, just a couple quick ones here. As people who follow me on Twitter would have seen a few days ago, I believe it was either Saturday or Sunday, or Friday or Saturday it was. I had gotten out to my garage to play some of my Rock Band drums, which I haven't had a chance to do for a while. And I had a good head of steam going, and I was beating on the drums, and the sweat was pouring down, and I was going, I think it was a Metallica song, and I was just going for...
You weren't shirtless, were you? I imagine you in this Karate Kid, you know, thing around your head, shirtless, and just wailing away with smoke. You said steam. I don't know.
No.
I hope you were not shirtless. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, sir, I was not. Okay. And now I'm kind of creeped out. But anyway, although I did have a wristband on. Does that count? Is that sort of like the headband thing?
Yes.
My wrist bugs me when I drum sometimes, so I have a wristband on there. But anyway, so I was playing this Metallica song, going for broke. And, you know, I'm feeling the music. Everything's going great. And I go with across my right hand to hit the cymbal off to the left, and then I have to quickly transfer back over to the right side of the drum kit, and blap, right in my eye socket with the drumstick. So I am now a rock star because I have now injured myself playing the drums and it was just a good pop right in the eyeball. So that was
which one? Which eyeball?
It was my left eyeball.
Okay, that's important.
My right hand. So it wasn't poop eye; it was stick eye, I guess.
Oh, wow.
Was the
put a bunch. Well, hold on. Hey, there you go.
There we go.
I'm gonna get my clicker on that button. I have a feeling I'm gonna need it a lot today.
And the other one, I will break back to my normal pattern, which is about my youngest daughter. And we have my oldest daughter. My apologies. I'm not sure I'm apologizing. Anyway. We have a baby monitor in there, in her room, so we can listen to her when she's in bed. And she's gotten into this habit as soon as she sees light coming in through her window and she wakes up, she will just start calling out, "It's morning time." So we know that Mr. Sun is up and it's morning time and it's time for us to come and get her out of bed. So me and my wife weren't quite diligent in our leaping out of bed at her request. So after a couple of "it's morning times," we walked over to all we heard is this kind of noise. It was something like this: rustle, 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 and then in this deep, muffled voice is kind of, "It's morning time." So apparently she had actually gone right over to the monitor, grabbed it, stuck it up to her face to ensure that we heard that, and Mommy and Daddy heard that it was morning time. It was time to wake her up.
Kids and technology. They're so smart these days. That's awesome.
Well, she knows how it works.
Is this thing on?
Well, and we told her, I mean, you know, that was part of it. You know, we always tell her when she goes to bed, it's like, you know, Mom, you know, you're in bed, but Mommy and Daddy can hear you through this, you know, so don't worry, you know, we're never far, you know. And so she apparently grasped the concept.
There you go. Well, apparently, yeah, preschool logic is a lot better than middle school logic. So that's good. Mm. I'm glad that they're getting. I got a couple myself. nothing real big. I was Sunday morning. I was very sick and not really with it. But I had a lot of running out around to do. Turns out that I have a bacterial infection in my head from my son sticking his flipping hand down my throat. Go figure. Say,
and where did you get bacteria in your head, yeah. James? I mean,
you know. So I'm still a little under. If you guys hear it in my voice, I apologize. But so I, you know, I'm kind of just like a zombie. All right, I feel like a zombie. I'm walking around, pastor zombie. And I've got to staple these papers together and all this stuff. And I go and grab this and I staple and I'm flipping and I'm sorting and I'm collating and all this kind of stuff. And all of a sudden I see blood. I see this red stuff on the bottom of one of my papers. I'm like, oh, don't you hate it? Don't you hate it when you're bleeding and you don't know? And so I'm like, okay, where's it coming from? I flip my hand over and there's all this dark red blood all over my fingers, okay? Yeah. And I'm a little sensitive to blood on a good day, but especially now, because this stuff isn't the bright red cherry stuff that comes out when you skin your knee when you were 12 years old. This is deep, dark blood, like from inside your soul. All right. Ooh. And it's all over my hands. And I'm like, oh God, what's going on? You know, and cause suddenly I'm very sober and very awake and I'm tapping around my mouth and my face. Cause I'm like, did I cut myself? Am I dripping from my face? You know, I was very sensitive about this. Nothing was coming away. And then I realized it took me about 3 full seconds that this was ink. This was red ink. Why was it so bleppin' dark? I never could, because I saw a marker over there, a red marker. I'd reached for something and touched this and got it all over my hand. And of course, I go wash it, and then it's the bright red that a highlighter would be. We also have storms going on in Kansas City, so just if you hear that, just try to relax and just let the lightning and thunder just lull you into sleep.
It's kind of soothing, actually. Yes.
These are the sounds, the lilting sounds of nobody's listening. We're here with 30 minutes of mood music for your soul. That was a seagull.
That was a firework.
Oh, a passing seal. Okay. I don't know what the heck that was. Okay, we could just add a whole bunch of other sound effects. Oh, it's a tiny leprechaun with 17 legs. Yeah. Okay. All right. So I had blood on my hand. And sure enough, I go upstairs and, you know, 15 other people are freaking out, flipping my hand over. And I'm like, no, it's not blood. Okay. So I don't know. I just, the fear of the blood from my face, it was just not good. And And then last night, I was very unusually cruel. To two children, but we're going to save one of them for the LBB. My daughter last night, she's been having problems going to sleep. She doesn't take naps anymore suddenly, and then she doesn't want to go to bed, and she's always been really good about it. So for her nap time today, I told her, I've done this in the past, where I tell her really crazy things as a punishment. All right, I'll tell you one. okay. When she was 3, she really wanted to turn 4. So if she was really bad about something, I'm like, you better do this or we won't let you turn 4. And her eyes would get big.
That's mean.
I know. So this one was probably worse. It's nap time. Go to sleep. All right. If you don't go to bed, if you don't take your nap, I'm changing your name to Quincy. What? That's right. We'll start calling you Quincy. Been thinking about that all day. And she's like, what? I'm like, yeah. You're joking. You're kidding. Like, well, maybe not. But you don't need to find out. You need to take a nap. We've been wanting to change the boy's name to Jenna anyway. And since you're not using it, I mean, her eyes gotten even bigger. Not only am I taking her name, I'm going to give him to her sibling, a little baby boy. No, you're kidding. You're kidding. And so I was like, all right, now, Jenna, you better go to sleep. So I miscalled her, you know, Quincy. You're kidding. You're just kidding. So she didn't take a nap. And so I called her Quincy for the rest of the day. Is this forever? So she asked me. So yeah, that was good stuff.
Until you nap, it's forever.
That's right, Quincy. So Jenna's name is now Quincy. Let's do this real quick.
One of the many tools of the devil.
Oh, no.
All right, LBB. I'm the LBB. of the week, and it's because of something I did to this kid at the doctor. I went to the doctor yesterday, and I was very out of it. I was very just, I feel heavy. I feel slow. I'm tired. I've spent so much time in bed. My nose is all stuck. I got sinus pressure, blah, blah, blah. My ears hurt. Half my neck hurts. It's just bacteria. I'm rife with bacteria, right? So I'm usually very, very nice to children. But this kid gets to go in front of me. This nurse comes out and she's like, okay, I'm going to use Quincy. Quincy. She's so dang chipper. I'm telling you, this nurse, this is a side note, but she was like an 80s movie doctor nurse person. Just like, hello, you know, hi. Okay, go wait in here and the doctor will be with you. I kid you not. That's not an exaggeration. So she sent her Quincy. And there's some rumbling going on in a playroom around the corner. And I realized Quincy is over there with his mom. And Quincy is not coming because Quincy doesn't want to go to the doctor. And and his mom's trying to put toys away. Not because he's scared of the doctor, which would be a legitimate reason for Quincy not to go, but because he wanted to play. So mom's trying to put her stuff on. She finally gets him out of the area, and he runs over and goes sits and sits down. And Quincy is a butt, okay? He's a little jerk kid, and he's not made to mind. It's not his fault. It's his mom's fault. But anyway, you've seen these kids at restaurants and on airplanes and anywhere else that's inconvenient. These kids are everywhere, and they're, oh, you just want them to go away. You want to squish them like a bug, or you want them to go away. So she picks him up all, you know, full force, starts walking him toward the nurse. And, oh, hi, how are you doing? Let's go over here and let's do some stuff the kids hate, like put a cuff around their arm and make them stand up on a scale. I used to like the scale. Quincy didn't like the scale. Quincy started dancing on the scale. And this is this old school scale, you know, the ones with metal pieces and weights and balances. And so it's flopping around all over the place. And he's jumping and screaming and reaching for his mom. They can't weigh this kid. I told you all that to tell you this. On the way out, when I was done and I had my prescription for my drugs, and I, no, I'm sorry. I'm lying. I'm sitting there and it's my turn. I've got the cuff on. I've got a little thing on my finger and I'm talking, making small talk with the 80s nurse. Here comes Quincy and his mom. It was a very short time. I figure the doctor's like, yeah, he's sick. Get out of here.
Get out of my face.
Here's something. Yeah, here's some toilet water. I don't even know. Just get him out of here. So he's leaving and he's staring at me. And usually when I get a kid's gaze like that, it's common for me. Ever since I was a kid, I've had a way with kids, and they look at me, and I, even babies and stuff. It's just one of those things. And I usually smile. But this kid, I was in a bad mood. He was a jerk. So I grimaced at him like a bear. I went, because I did a quick look. Mom wasn't looking. Doctor wasn't looking. He was. And I just went like I was the scariest thing in the world. And so, yeah, I'm the LBB. I probably marred him for life.
Well, not only that. I mean, we're talking about first degree meanness, because that was premeditated. You checked to make sure that you weren't going to get caught.
Absolutely.
That wasn't just a spur of the moment thing.
I'm just waiting for him and his mom to show up for church on Sunday. And then I'll just be like, okay, I quit. I'm done. Sorry, I was a jerk.
So you'll be up at the front and you'll hear Quincy.
I don't want to go to church. I hate Jesus. Yeah. Well, we're struggling with him too ever since he created you. All right.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Does it deserve it? There it goes. Let's do this.
News.
Got some news. Big news this time, actually.
Yay.
We've been doing a webcomic. I've mentioned it on several shows. On Tuesdays and Thursdays. And it's a comic called Geek Loves Nerd. Okay? And it's been on Nobody's Listening for too long. So it hit me the other day. Let's move it. So I did. Now, from now on, you can find Geek Loves Nerd comic over at geeklovesnerd.com. And geeklovesnerd.com I've had for about a year and a half. That's the podcast I do with my wife that's about family issues, especially stuff that has to do with geeks and nerds living together in harmony. You might want to check out the podcast, but definitely update your bookmarks and links and stuff to make sure you're checking out geeklovesnerd.com every Tuesday and Thursday. We've already moved. We updated the first comic this morning, actually. And seems like traffic's moving over there pretty good. We've had a lot of new hits and stuff like that. With that in mind, okay, what's happening with the comic Nobody's Listening? Well, yes, that's our
what is happening.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. Quincy. I got a hold of him and he's going to do a guest comic. No, we're starting. I'm starting a brand new project over there. It'll be a once a week update and it's kind of a surprise. Okay. What it is, but it is called Nobody's Listening Web Comic and it'll be in the spot where Geek Loves Nerd was. And you can check that out for us tomorrow morning, but for you, Wednesday morning, it goes live. Just tell me what you think. It's kind of, it fits with the theme of the show. And I guarantee you're going to be interested in what we're doing there. I'm pretty excited about it. Secret project starting tomorrow morning at nlcast.com. Tell your friends. All right?
Tell your mama.
Yeah, tell your mama. She will be very, very offended. And she will email me a hate-filled letter dripping with poison. It happens.
Who, me?
All right, this is a big one, but it was worth it. Middle school drama today. As you know, if you're a new listener, you don't know, we get a lot of middle school stuff because we're a clean show. And rather than throw it in the trash, we read it during this segment and make fun of it sometimes.
Rather than throw it in the trash.
Well, I was throwing them in the trash so much because it was – but anyway, there's humor in here somewhere. I was let's see. Here she goes. This is a girl named I don't know. God dang it.
That's her name. You know, it's a girl.
Because you know me, I always know genders.
Yeah.
This is a continuation of a story we read last week. She sent too many, but I'm going to read them here. I was also in co-charge of collecting heat ups, pies, pizza slices, and things like that, which kids bring to school, and the school heats them up for their lunch with my friend, let's call her Trevor. Me and Trevor. Yeah,
call
see,
her Trevor?
Yeah, yeah. See, this is a girl and her girlfriend, Trevor.
Dude.
It's not my fault you posed in that princess outfit. me and Trevor are darn good mates, so we enjoyed this time together. Once we had collected all the heat ups, we would carry them back to the kitchen and lay them on the pie warmer. After about a week, we got so bored with this, and we had an idea. Hey, I got an idea, I said. What? Said Trevor. I'll go to one end of the kitchen counter and you go to the other, and I will slide the heat ups over to you, and then you can put them in the pie warmer. And that was the start of pie hockey. More than once, the food items did fall to the floor because of us, but hey, it was okay. They were wrapped in tinfoil. They didn't touch the ground, and they were only a little bit smushed. We also got a bit hungry during this particular job quite regularly, and if there was a pizza that belonged to someone we didn't like, and sometimes just somebody we didn't know, we would open up the tinfoil, pick off some of the toppings, and eat it. We tried to do it sparingly so the cheese would melt and make it look insuspicious to the customer. We never heard a single complaint, so that was good. Me and Trevor still laugh about this to this day. Me and Trevor were quite responsible in the school's eyes, so daftly they made us in charge of Slavoy's on Fridays.
Slavic people?
What? I don't know.
Well, Slovakia?
She's saying that Slavoy's are red hot dogs that you boil. Okay, so this is obviously somebody from like Australia. Every second week or so, we would accidentally boil an extra one or two to eat for ourselves, always acting innocent to the teachers. I'm not sure if they didn't cotton on or if they didn't want to hurt our feelings, but they didn't seem suspicious at all. We also cut one in half, and we had to do that to see if it was cooked. And the cut-up one would always go to one or two people that we didn't like. This one guy was named Trout. He didn't seem to mind that his name was Trout. Because his lips were like that of a fish.
And why would you mind? Why wouldn't you mind being...
That's coming from a guy called Ratface, by the way. Anyway, his lips were like a trout. Or this really fat kid in class below us with a heavy lisp. So no one liked him. So they always got the cut in half hot dogs. Aren't kids cruel? On top of all this, me and Trevor still got a service award at graduation for our hard, unrewarded work. Hope I didn't, wait a minute. Nope. I don't think the school had any idea. So there you go. There's some middle school drama to be reckoned with.
Pie hockey. I don't know if we play that up here in Canada.
She said it was unrewarded, but, you know, hot dogs and all that. But I can relate. I was always the kid that worked. And every now and then you would take, you know, liberties with the freedom that you were given. But not very. I was a pretty good kid. I couldn't tell you the stories.
I was gonna say, hold on. Now, didn't we tell a whole story about how you ripped off, or you told a story about how you ripped off a store for?
I was hoping
a decade
people had
or
forgotten
something.
That. That was the worst example, I will say. I was pretty good most of the time, but that was, I don't know, that was just weird. If you're looking for that episode, I don't remember what episode it was, but it was one I was talking about stealing stuff.
Yeah, it was called the whatever year heist is what the title was.
Yeah. Three year heist
or whatever it was, yeah.
Yikes. All right.
Yeah, go back. Go back and learn the man that I do this podcast with.
I am not that person anymore. That kid was 16 and stupid. Stupid. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Trevor's got a featured story from high school. Pretty excited about that. Excited to find out that he actually went. Let's see if he graduated right after this.
Let'swatchmovies.com. Two people, one movie, and lots of opinions.
Well, you knew that. It was a bunch of CGI stuff. I would think you'd be eating it up.
So what are we doing next week, Janie?
I don't know. It's your turn to pick, but I don't know if I want to go after you blasted my movie.
Hey, it's not that I blasted it. I give a fair and equitable chance to all your movies, and I want to go see this one too.
Totally blow.
So come give a listen at letswatchmovies.com. We cover new movies, DVDs, what's going on at the box office, and give you our opinions about it all.
It's about conflict and intrigue and silly contests and stuff.
What? Don't do that!
You can't do that. So are we done?
You really don't like doing promos, do you?
Let'swatchmovies.com.
Featured story.
All right, we're very much looking forward to Trevor's featured story.
Yes. Although I'm pretty sure that you're not actually so much looking forward to is the fact that you feel kind of like crud, and it's like, I'll just make Trevor do all the talking because that way I can sit here and snuffle in the background.
I can't imagine people want to hear my nasally plugged up voice. I mean, you can almost tell no difference between when I have my nose pinched and when I don't. So go for it.
All right.
Take it while you can get it.
I'm still looking for, you know, I get to do the ad copy or I get to do, you know, something or, but no, I'm just, you know, just the guy, the comic relief. Although, actually my buddy, listened to our promo that we did there last week, and he was saying that apparently, whether it was on purpose or not, but somehow I've become this, you know, the straight guy, and you become just the out there whack job kind of guy. Wow. Apparently that's what, you know, our good cop, bad cop relation, I think, is the way it works. So I'm pretty sure that
I prefer good cop, bad cop to whack job, but thank you.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because actually I believe, I think what's happened is somehow I've turned into James and you've turned into David, I think is the way we've done this, I think. Anyway, back to high school. So not middle school. So we're continuing the trend. Last week was all about the middle school. Now we're moving into high school. I'm going to tell a story that kind of went out through the throughout the school year. There's a couple separate instances where we had this guy. We'll call him Sean because that was his name. He was just not quite. Well, he had a habit of doing dumb things, you know, not for any particular reason, just the fact that I guess he just didn't comprehend the fact that some things weren't just the brightest thing to do. Now, while that may be his fault, it was how me and my friend Corey would cause him to do dumb things, I suppose, that makes us more the evil people in the story than Sean himself. And Corey was the guy, if you remember back to the first episode I did where we were taking apart the school, Corey was my accomplice in that. So it's funny, actually, because I was telling my wife the story I was going to tell tonight, and she was telling me, because I had always joked with her that, you know, I hung out, you know, I was the good kid, the bookworm in high school, and you know, and she hung out in the bad crowd. So, you know, because we knew each other in high school, we never hung out because we were from different sides of the fence, so to speak. And I keep telling her the story. She says, yeah, well, okay, well, I never did that, and I never vandalized my school, and I never did all these things. How come I was the one on the bad side of the fence? She said, it's like, you got a point. But anyway, the first story we had with Sean was, for some reason, now I cannot explain why this occurred, but for some reason, my buddy Corey and I had decided to make, I don't know what, I think it was something we had learned in chemistry class or something along those lines. It was before the days of the internet, obviously, so we didn't, you know, just go and look on the internet to do this sort of thing. But we created this chlorine poisonous gas for some reason. We had mixed a couple things in a bottle, and we had, you know, and then capped it off because it had this chemical reaction. It wasn't anything that was going to explode, but it created this. It replaced the oxygen there with this toxic gas. Now, for some reason, we did this, and as any young adult would want to do, we brought it to school with us.
Of course.
I don't know why. I don't know if we were planning on releasing it into the, you know, ventilation system, which I'm hoping not. I don't remember why we brought this thing to school. So when we brought this to school, and then we were, you know, all our friends and stuff, it's like, oh, hey, you know, check this out. Check what we made. You know, and we'd open the cap just a little bit, and we'd tell people. It's like, okay, just, you know, just kind of wave your hand over it. You know, just kind of push a little bit of the fumes towards, you know, towards, and just take a little bit of sniff. You
just
know,
people until it starts melting your fingernails, and then pull back.
Just in case you feel a little bit of dead, then back away. So you know, most people would, you know, take a little, you know, little whiff, and you know, and they'd cough, and you know, and whatnot, and it's like, okay, it's like, yeah, that's nasty stuff. We put the cap back on. So we were walking around. So we walked up to Sean, and we said, hey, Sean, you know, it's like, and we told same story, and Sean, so we, you know, we moved the cap over a little bit and told, you know, it's like, okay, you know, so Sean removed the cap, plugged one nostril, put the other nostril over this thing, and then just took this big honking breath in, and then proceeded to cough and hack and wheeze. And then I look over Corey, and he's like, it's like, oh man, we just killed the dude, man. It's like, oh, we're so young, and now we've killed some. Why? Oh, why? It's and you know, and he went, you know, and he was coughing, you know, and he caught his breath, and he went away, and we covered it up, and you know, we disposed of that. It's like, okay, let's get rid of this, so we nobody sees nothing. You know, we'll put this behind this, you know, this big pile of screws here that we removed from everything else in the school. Now, come to think of it, we probably were one of some of the worst people in the school. Now, that I think.
Well, the difference between the good kids and the bad kids in school is the bad kids get caught, and the good kids do the same stuff. They just don't. That's my theory.
Well, you know, I mean, the bad kids, you know, we were creatively bad. I mean, you know,
yeah,
bad kids.
Give you credit. I may have tripped some people, knocked their books out of their hand, but I never did any kind of terrorist acts towards them.
Well, you know, and this is before, you know, terrorism was, you know, the big buzzword, you see. So we were.
And thanks to you now, it is the buzzword that it is. It's so dang trendy now. Everybody's doing it. So thanks, Trevor. Mm. Thanks, Trevor, and your Canadian ways, your wily Canadian ways. I don't know, man. Chlorine gas and.
Yeah, I don't know what it was we mixed together. So we got rid of that, and then you were walking around, and every time, you know, during the day, this was early in the day, and then we'd pass by him, and we'd see him walking down the hall, and he'd be coughing and hacking. It's like, oh my God.
A napkin full of blood. And he's just giving you a thumbs up. I'm fine. I'm fine,
I'm
guys.
Good. I'm good.
I need
we're
another,
still friends.
I need another hit. The other nostril's still good. You ream it out real quick. Sean apparently wasn't real bright. And so I just imagine, you know, his side of the story is like, Trevor, so nice to me. He talks to me and helps me do fun stuff. Oh, Trevor, he's talking to me. He's got a bottle of stuff. This must be good for me. He would never leave me wrong.
The pain.
This can't be pain because Trevor would never bring pain to me. Trevor is nice. Trevor made me dress up like a princess with him at his house last time I came over.
Oh. This must be what happy smells like.
Did I just fall in love? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what it feels like. I want to know what love is, though. Okay.
So that was only one.
No, I'm waiting patiently. I just love Sean, this character that you went to school with. I feel for him.
Well, I don't know if it gets worse or better. No, Sean didn't.
No way. This is another story about Sean.
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. Go ahead. Let's hope Sean don't find you on Facebook, dude, because he will shoot you in the face if he sees you. Sean has sent you a death invite. Would you accept?
No, don't accept. No. Sean is following you on Twitter.
Yeah, Sean has invited you to a cause on Facebook to kill Trevor. All right.
So the next thing that we had done, and now this wasn't an evil, I mean, and like, keep in mind that we didn't say, hey, Sean, try to injure yourself
Dude,
with this.
Don't even try to code it, because you knew that Sean would do anything. He's like Mikey from the Life Cereal commercials. Do you have something gross you don't want to eat? Sean will eat it.
Because I love everybody, and you shouldn't take advantage of the way I care for everyone and trust them implicitly, but you do.
Anyway.
So, we had procured some electronic devices from one of our labs, some resistors, some diodes, transistors, that sort of thing, capacitors, if anybody does any electronics, you know, the little components that have the two little legs on it that you stick through a circuit board and you solder.
Yeah. Yeah. I was wondering what you were talking about at first, but now I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. So we got in a pile of these, and like, we had a big bag of these things. So somehow, again, my stories seem to start with somehow, and I don't know how we got to this point, but here's what we did. We had decided it would be a brilliant idea to take the prongs on these various devices and align them so that they were the exact length of a electrical socket in a wall.
Oh my gosh.
And grab a set of pliers. I mean, you got to be safe here.
Yeah.
And jam them into the wall to see what would happen. So we got Sean to do it for us.
Hey, Sean, we got a theory. We got a theory that if you do this, something bad will happen. But we just figured you should actually get credit for it, because that way if something cool happens, they'll name it after you. Okay. I love you guys. Thanks for talking to me.
You're my best friend.
You're my best friend. Yeah, now that my nose has been surgically transplanted from a dead lady, it's great. I'm ready for the next challenge. All right, so what happened?
So there was a couple, you know, just kind of, you know, did a little, you know, kind of fizzle, and they got a little, they blackened and then just kind of fell apart. And there was a couple of things. And I believe it was a diode, like a light emitting diode.
Not everybody creates radar for a living. So we don't know what you're talking about.
A diode is like when you have those little red lights that light up in, you know, like your, you know,
so
watch,
like
it.
A little red light.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
So, one of those little red lights. So we had one of these diodes there. He stuck this thing in the wall. There was this large flash and a big pop.
Yeah.
And all the lights on that floor went out. At which point we gathered up our bag of goodies. And, you know, and kind of put out all the flame on Sean. Okay, no. just pat him down. Roll him around. He'll be okay. Just
no,
roll
leave,
him.
Leave him going until I get to the door. We can't see otherwise. It's okay, guys. I don't mind. It hurts like Hades, but I love you guys.
I'll just lie here for a minute. I'll be fine. Just give me a rest.
I've already stopped and dropped, but I'm going to wait to roll till you guys are clear. Okay? I love y'all. I'm going to call that show. Anyway,
turns out Sean is the guy with the BB gun.
I knew that was going to happen, by the way. Can I say that? Because I did that same thing in a trailer. That's why I was laughing so hard, because I had a pair of needle nose pliers and a little LED, you know, or something. It must have been the equivalent of an LED back then. And I stuck it in the wall thinking I was going to light it up. I was just going to let it see lit up. Boy, that thing exploded, threw me back like 20 feet. I hit the wall. I think the needle nose pliers were embedded in the paneling, you know. It was the scariest thing in the world. But the most scary thing, before I checked to see if all my fingers and nose and eyeballs were intact, I had to look around and hide all the evidence so that if somebody walked in, I wasn't laying there, you know, like a failed weird science experiment. So, and speaking of weird science, I think I did look around to see if any hot girls were created in the process.
Yeah. Not so much.
Didn't happen.
No.
Nope.
Too bad.
Just the same two ugly sisters. That's all.
Ooh. You should have that sound effect. That ooh.
Oh, I got rid of it.
Sorry. Really?
Yeah, I think this would fit. See, the crowd approves.
I believe your sisters would disagree with you.
Well, I do now, but back then, they were ugly and dumb. So.
So, anyway, at the end of that, we basically just ran away and put away our booty. We didn't do that again. And actually, it was funny because to the end of the year, we'd always go by. It was at the very bottom of the stairs on the bottom floor. And we go by that electrical socket, and there was this little black
black circle. Explosion right there. Every now and then we'd go by the ER and see Sean. Even years later, 10-year anniversary of our graduation, we went by and said hi to him. And
I knew he were there. He'd turn his head and he'd drool. And
a diode still embedded in his chin. Sean the red chinned reindeer.
So that was yet another example of my high school days in which
you guys were evil.
You know, it's funny because I thought back because when I think back in my high school before this show decided to bring back to the real stories of what it was. I my memories of high school were tutoring people and. and studying and getting good grades and all these things. Apparently, I was a little jerk in high school.
Every spare second you had, you were just, hey, let's do evil. Okay, where's Sean? Sean loves evil.
I was going to study today, but you know what? I think we're going to do evil things instead.
Yeah. I was going to take band, but evil just sounds so much better. Clear my schedule for some evil. That was awesome, dude. That was great. Sean, if you're out there, buddy, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you had to know Trevor. I don't think it's your fault at all. I think it's these guys. So let's move right along, though. Let's do some of this.
ENV mail.
Thank you for calling.
ENV mail. Speaking of which, let's do our first one. Believe it or not, the drunk guy called back.
Yay.
Yeah. So, since I did a little reference to him, let's hear what he has to say.
Hey, James, Trevor, David, anybody. This is Paul from, man, it's been a long time since I ever really called you guys. I was the weekly resident drunk that you called me on episode 83 when Rat Face returns, a.k.a. Trevor. And I have no rhyme or reason as to why I haven't listened to you guys in a very long time.
It's been passed out.
I haven't. But you've been in my bookmark for a really long time, the NLcast.whatever, and I've been going to it and checking it every now and then, but I didn't really listen to any of y'all's episodes forever, so I have a lot of episodes after Christmas to catch up, and here you guys are, wondering what happened with the rat in the garage. The mouse. So I went down there and I shot it, and I felt kind of bad, and I felt really accomplished at the same time. So I did feel bad about not really letting it eat any of the cheese I just had down there on the floor. It was a little cheese cube thing, but I felt bad about it. And now the mouse is gone. There's no more mouse. Whatever that thing was, it was more like a rat. It had a really long tail. So. That was definitely a rat. Mice are a little bit smaller than that. They're like midgets, compared to rats. Sure James knows that. So, I don't want to keep this long and take up your entire podcast, but I appreciate that you gave me a nickname and tried to celebritize my name in episode 89 or whatever. I already feel like a celebrity just talking to you every other time, so... I want to let you know that if I had that chance again, I'd let it eat all the cheese I wanted to before I blasted it away in the bed. But, yeah. Well, I don't have any good stories right now. I'm just going back to school. And, I've been going to school since I started listening to you guys from the beginning, really. So, but y'all are great. Just keep it up. Trevor, it's nice that James can have a friend around with you. That wording was all mixed up because I feel like I'm on the air, but really I'm not. So, okay. What you might want to do is just gap all this stuff. Just put it all together and just start from the beginning and just don't even remember the first part or the last part. Just the middle part. You know, that's usually how music goes. You don't want to remember the beginning or the end. You just
Where
the
is
middle
she going?
Part. So just do that, okay? I don't care if you clip out all this stuff. Just do that, okay? Thank you. Goodbye. Have a nice day. God bless you. Goodbye. This is Paul, the resident drunk of the week.
I am God as you.
Forgive me. Forgive me. I should have let that mouse eat that cheese before I blew his brains out. I'm sorry.
The best part. I felt accomplished. Yeah, I felt bad. I felt like I accomplished something too. So
I just want to die. You know what? You can crop out that first part and that last part. Just leave the part in the middle because that's the good part. Don't do any of this stuff because it sucks.
I don't even know where I'm going with it. But you just skip all that part. And what you got to do is you got to call that show.
I'm going to call that show. I'm going to tell you what, man. I saw a mouse boy. I gave him some cheese and I should have let him eat it. I don't know what I was thinking. I ate it and that's even worse. So, come on, man. Pull it together, dude, buddy. Call in every week.
Please. That was awesome.
At first, he sounded, you know, like a normal dude, you know, and he's like, hi, this is Paul, and I'm just calling. And I was like, who is this guy? And then he started referencing. I'm like, no, that's not him. His voice sounds all straight. But then he starts talking about the mouse, and he shifts back into that. And he's like, I felt accomplished, you know? And I was just like, I was so happy, but I felt sad. And, then, you know, because the mouse said he did eat the cheese, you know? So, sounds like Harry Carey a little bit there. So, yeah, I wanted to get that out. All right. Hey, guys, I have two stories for you, and I hope you enjoy them. So here goes. Yesterday, my friends and I were eating lunch and having fun making jokes in such a way to my friends. Let's call them Lucy and Lucifer. They were kidding around. Next thing I knew, Lucy got up and punched in the eye. And I was on the ground laughing, and Lucifer was saying, shh, don't say anything. Lucifer's excuse was she was walking away, and I was going to stop her by making her think I was going to slap her. And then my knuckles got an itch, and I punched her.
What in the heck? I was going to slap you, but then I said, you know what? I'm going to punch you instead.
My knuckles are itchy for some blood, so I'm going to draw some from my friend. Another story, you could choose to read this one another time if you'd like. Nah, I'll go ahead and do it now. Happened later that day after I got out of class. I saw Lucifer, let's call her Jill. And Jill was going, ew. And I asked what happened to Jill, and Jill shouted, Lucifer spit on me. And Lucifer's excuse for this was, I had to spit over the railing and the wind blew it into her face. Still love podcasts, guys. You're going to have a lot of listeners from my country because of this story, LOL, Sheeta. So Sheeta's from the Caribbean, and apparently there is a bad person that lives there that likes to make excuses for their bad actions.
Used to do bad things, and, oh, wait, is this going to go back to the Sean thing again, where I like to make excuses where it was all his fault and it was really my fault?
But if you hang out with a guy named Lucifer, then you have to know to expect some of that. Jennifer Hines writes, my husband Frankie and I were watching TV tonight and this commercial came on. A couple were in bed and they woke up to the sound, a sound in the house. The husband goes to the top of the stairs and sees someone break into the house. When the burglar sees the husband, he takes off running and the security company they have calls them to make sure everything's okay because the alarm went off. Yeah, we've all seen those, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was a rather intense commercial for me, but it reminded me of a time I lived in Van Horn, Texas. We were asleep like the couple in the commercial and woke up to a loud noise. Frankie got up to go to the back door where we heard the noise from. And it was in the kitchen, so he picked up the first thing he could find for a weapon. He slowly opened the back door, and to his great relief, it had been the wind knocking open the screen door. He flipped the light on to make sure that that's all it was, and he looked at his hand to see what he had picked up for a weapon. My dear hero of a husband had not picked up a knife or even a fork. No, he had grabbed a dreaded spatula. I call them spatulas just for fun. He had grabbed a spatula, and I guess he would be able to flip him to death. To his credit, though, he did get up and didn't expect me to go check. So there you go. Apparently, Frankie is adept with the spatula.
Spatula of doom.
He will flip you off. off the back porch. Hey, James and Trevor, this is Brent. At Brent on Twitter. I have a nice restroom story to tell you for the show. I go to high school.
what story starts? I have a nice restroom story to tell you.
That's how you start a job interview. You know, before we get started, I have a nice restroom story I'd like to share with you. You know, I think it's going to be the difference between me not getting the job and me getting the job. I go to a high school with about 2,500 people. It also only has sophomores and up. So being a sophomore, I'm kind of really like a freshman. This story just tells how fresh I actually am. Ooh, fresh. In this huge school, there are about 15 pairs of restrooms. He's counted them, apparently. In every single set of restrooms in the school, the men's restroom is on the right, and the women's is on the left, or so I thought. Dun, dun, dun. Most of my classes are on D and C hall. Oh, I know right where that is. I had to have a meeting with some few folks a week ago in A hall.
Sorry.
I know. I did the same thing. There's just something wicked about that. Before I return to class, I need to go to the restroom. So naturally, I walk into the right side, force of habit, right? First thing I do is I notice inside that there were no urinals. Well, I had never been in this restroom before, so I figured the urinals would be in the back. No, stupid. I've never heard of urinals being in the back of the restroom either. But without checking for urinals, I just walked in one of the stalls. I didn't even lock the door, just closed it a little, because that's what you do when you're just standing up, right? Well, as soon as I started to let it go, TMI, I noticed a box to the left of the toilet, if you know what I mean. A box that's not in the boys' room. I immediately realized I was in the women's restroom. Dun, dun, dun!
What sort of box? What does he mean, James?
I don't know. I think it's like for pencils and stuff in case you want to write on the inside of the walls in the boys' restroom after you're done.
You've mentioned on the show how before the guys can't hold it once they start peeing. So I had to hold it the best I could, zip my pants up, run to the men's restroom. I didn't even try to flush the toilet before I left. Luckily, no one was outside the restroom when I ran for the other one. I finally was able to relieve myself in the urinal at the front of the men's restroom. Love the show, Brent. Brent, we don't care about when you finally got to relieve yourself. You could have left that part out. That's good stuff, man. Anybody that's ever walked into a girl's restroom, it has got to be the weirdest thing. I wonder what it's like for ladies when they accidentally walk into a dude's restroom. It can't be as bad as a guy because, you know, a girl finds herself in a dude's restroom and they're going to be like, oh, and the guys are going to be like, hey, there's a girl in here, trippy. But you're a guy in a girl's restroom and you're a perv and you're there to eat them and beat them up and steal their livers and have them with a nice Chianti. So it's just not the same. Yeah, exactly. Fava beans are going to be involved somehow. Before I read the next one, let me play this one. It's long, but it's good.
Hey, James. This is Glenn again from Colorado. I just wanted to say once again how awesome it is that you get to do the show. And I'm 24 years old right now, so I know you had a podcast episode a couple episodes back about only young people listening and middle schoolers, but I think all of us older people, even though I'm not that old, that listen is because we have that young middle school sense of humor and we find really weird things amusing. So I think it's awesome that you have it really clean and everything, and I hope you guys do keep on doing more, especially parts about the legalistic and hardcore strict Christian people, because every time you describe one of their trades, you hit it right on the money, and I know a lot of people like that at that go to my church. And also, a really big thing I wanted to call about, which is why I'm calling right now, is I'm engaged to my new fiance. Woohoo! And hopefully, you know, this gets played on the air, and I'm going to try to tell her about this show and get her to start listening to it. But if you don't play this on the air, it really doesn't matter, and I don't care because nobody's listening. Okay, thanks. Talk to you later.
Joke drum for the list. There you go. It's a bad joke, and I made it up, and he repeated it. That makes him worse. But congratulations, dude. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. And, I can make comments awesome about Christians because I are one, and so, you know, it's like being a fat dude. You can make fun of other fat people. So, hey, guys, at the warehouse I work at, funny stuff happens. One such funny thing happened last Halloween. I have a very short PIC at the time. I don't know what that means, Trevor. Do you know what that means? Person in charge? Boss?
I, Yeah, that's what I'm going to go with.
Let's just say boss. I had a very short boss at the time. We're talking 4 feet here. We call him Rocky. He's a friendly and hyperactive little guy, probably in his 30s. Around Halloween, we got an audio animatronic figure that was adjustable in height and just a little higher and a little lower than Rocky's height. The figure was very similar in appearance to Rocky, only the figure had a wig and a hat and a creepy outfit that looked similar to a Dracula outfit. The figure could also move and speak when anyone passed by. Rocky is bald, has glasses, and very poor peripheral vision. I don't know how you would know that, but okay.
You're like, hey, can you see this? Can you see this? I bet you can't see this.
Have I disappeared yet?
This figure was set up right outside his office door. Every day, we would come in and pass by it to clock in. We noticed that every time we came in, the doll was always pushed as far down as it could go and looked worse than the last time we saw it. So remember, it's adjustable height, so they pushed it down. It progressed until we came in one day to the hat and the wig was on the floor. The jacket was all messed up, and it looked like it had been attacked. It was very confusing, but we soon learned the cause. We came in early one day and looked in the direction of the doll, and to our horror, Rocky was beating and punching the figure like it was his sworn enemy. We didn't bother to ask him right then, but mentioned it later. Apparently, it scared him a lot, and people used it to impersonate him. In the morning, he would find his name tag and vest on the figure. The manager had also gone through the trouble of closing the office door with Rocky inside, placing the figure right in front so that when he opened it and came out, he would jump like nothing else. I witnessed these pranks firsthand when I came in one day and did a double take at the customer service counter. Somebody had moved the figure, who had on Rocky's vest and name tag, to behind the counter. Without the hat and hair on it, it looked exactly like Rocky out of the corner of my eye, because I also had poor peripheral vision. One lady finally took it away and hid it in her office because it had been brought in and they kept playing with it and roughing it up. She said when she wasn't looking, they stole it out of there and again set it in front of her door. And when she came out, she cursed and raged very extensively. But Rocky since quit. He moved over to Myers, but we expect him to be back. They always come back. He's going to miss the fun he had at this store. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the story. I have a bad memory, so it might not be all entirely accurate, but it's pretty close. I like the show. Keep it coming. Comedy Rotten. So that's two that he sent in this week. That's crazy. I don't usually read two in the same week, but actually that was from a couple weeks ago. Well, we're trying to get through our plethora of old stuff. I can relate to that because when I was a kid in school, they had us lay down on big pieces of paper and draw a trace. Somebody traced around us, like a friend. Mm-hmm. And then we got up and cut out these characters and colored them in. And I was very proud of mine. I rolled it up, brought it home, and I put it on the back of my door. And I kid you not, every single time I walked into my room, especially from a shower, and I'd close that door, I'd turn around, and out of my peripheral vision, I saw this giant white dude staring at me. It scared the Mecha-Lecha High out of me, boy. And I finally just tore that sucker down and threw him away. And I was very proud of him until he started scaring me. So, and then, even more recently, I needed a silhouette of Jesus Christ for an illustrated sermon I was doing. And I don't know if you thought.
Who doesn't need that?
Well, yeah. Well, I was talking about, you know, his protection and how we can hide behind him and be safe. And I didn't have time to do a full blown, you know, colored Jesus, you know, that didn't mean that the way it sounded, a painted Jesus.
It's okay. Nerd. The change has happened. You know, you have a new president now.
Gosh. Okay. Yeah. Backstroke. All right. Black people who listen to this show, call me in some love. Okay. You know, I didn't mean it that way. It's so funny because the white folks always call in and all my black listeners are like, yay. All right. Anyway. So I needed this Jesus and I just painted him straight black. Just, it's getting worse. as a silhouette.
And that's our show for the week. Yeah, thanks, thank everybody.
This is very important to get through. But anyway, so if you think about Jesus in silhouette, he has a robe, he has hair, you know, stereotypically that hangs down to the shoulders. Think of what Jesus would also look like if he was painted black in silhouette. This thing looked just like Darth freaking Vader.
I was going to say Darth Vader.
It was not planned. So I'm up there, and I bring out this character, you know, and everybody's like, oh, Darth Vader. So after sermon was over, and in the weeks to follow, I like to keep my props in case I need them again. But every time I'd walk back in the storeroom, There's stinking Darth Vader waiting to kill me. This is the scariest thing in my life, man. Seriously, over and over and over, he just dun 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 dun. So anyway, I finally just picked him up full force and threw him in the dumpster in the back. So, he was like, "You're a traitor to the Rebel Alliance." So anyway,
it's Jesus Vader.
Yeah, that's what they started calling him. But Pete, yeah, a couple times I would stick him, you know, right inside the door like that, and people would open the door, and Jesus Vader would get him. Darth Jesus. So there you go, people. Let's play one more and then get out of here. This one's about you, Trev.
Hey, yay. James and Trevor. This is Chris in Massachusetts. Love the show. You guys are doing a great job. Hey, I just wanted to comment about episode 94. I'm listening to Trevor is explaining why he's having a hard time with one of the stories you're telling because he's been up, did I hear him correctly, 50 hours? No, that was 15 hours. 15 hours out of a 24-hour day, meaning he hasn't been to bed for 15 hours. He has 7 hours remaining in the day where he could go to sleep. Come on, your geek cred's got to drop a little bit when you're extremely tired because you've been awake 15. I had to go back and listen to this 3 times because I thought he said 50. But no, dude, your geek cred's way down. 15 hours straight? Come on, gamers can stay up 3 days. Love you guys. Bye.
Yep. Trevor, what do you say, bud? He's got you.
You know, and it's funny, too, because I sat back and listened to it. It's like, you know, that's not that long after I actually thought about that later. And in truth, I have had many days where I've mm-hmm. sat there and gamed and been up for much, much longer. And in actual fact, today, I'm actually going on about regardless of how long I've been awake – last night I only had about 3 hours of sleep, so I'm quite tired again. Not because of the amount of time I've been awake; it's the amount of time that I did not sleep. I think was more the point.
Yeah. All right, peeps. Thanks, Trevor. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Rob Gobers, for our awesome theme music that's playing right now. Thanks for our contributors and everyone who listens. Give us an iTunes review. And take it away, new lady.
The NLCast fun doesn't have to end. Join us online at NLCast.com for features, forums, webcomics, and all the social networking connections you can handle. Share your stories and comments via email. Nobody's listening to us at gmail.com or call them in at 816-298-0823.
All right, peeps. Thanks, Trevor. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, buddy. This is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Just don't get your head too big because, you know, no matter how many folks actually download the show, we know that the truth is nobody's listening.
Nobody's listening.
I don't even know why you still try to synchronize that.
I got to try, dude. And I even try to start before you do it just so I can make it. Ugh.
Never.
Not going to happen. Darth Jesus. Or Jesus Vader.
I'm here to introduce you to my father.
And Trevor, this is Connie from Ohio, or Conzo in the forums. I don't know if you've already done the middle school drama show, but I do have one, and here it is. When I was in seventh grade, I had long, very light blonde hair, and I spent the summers during the day visiting with a friend of mine who had a pool, and we would swim in her pool. Well, apparently they didn't take very good care of their pool because my beautiful, long, very light blonde hair started to look green. And so I was mortified. I was in seventh grade. School was coming up. I didn't know what to do. I had this long seaweed green hair. And so I didn't want to leave the house, so I impressed upon my dad that life was not going to happen unless he went to the pharmacy and got me some hair color because I can't go to school with green hair. Well, bless my dad. He's colorblind, for one thing. And he also didn't know what color I needed. So he got this very much darker hair color for me. Anyway, and it didn't take out the green. So I ended up with this dark seaweed green hair, very long, going to school, and I felt like a freak. But now probably that would be just normal. Anyway, thanks for letting me share. Bye.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com. Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.